Welcome to the Daily Zen Tae Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tae Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tae Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The Tae Show for this month is The Practice of True Reality, Part 2, excerpted from Cultivating the Empty Field, The Silent Illumination of Zen Master Hongzhi, translated by Dan Layton and Yi Wu. The practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. When you have fathomed this, you cannot be turned around by external causes and conditions. This empty, wide-open mind is subtly and correctly illuminating. Spacious and content, without confusion from inner thoughts of grasping, effectively overcome habitual behavior and realize the self that is not possessed by emotions. You must be broad-minded, whole without relying on others. Such upright, independent spirit can begin not to pursue degrading situations. Here you can rest and become clean, pure, and lucid. Bright and penetrating, you can immediately return, accord, and respond to deal with events. Everything is unhindered, clouds gracefully floating up to the peaks, the moonlight glitteringly flowing down mountain streams. The entire place is brightly illumined and spiritually transformed, totally unobstructed and clearly manifesting responsive interaction, like box and lid or arrow points meeting. Continuing, cultivate and nourish yourself to enact maturity and achieve stability. If you accord everywhere, with thorough clarity and cut off sharp corners without dependence on doctrines, like the white bull or wildcat, helping to arouse wonder, you can be called a complete person. So we hear that this is how one on the way of non-mind acts. But before realizing non-mind, we still have great hardship. Face everything, let go, and attain stability. Vast and far-reaching without boundary, secluded and pure, manifesting light, the spirit is without obstruction. Its brightness does not shine out, but can be called empty and inherently radiant. Its brightness, inherently purifying, transcends casual conditions beyond subject and object. Subtle but preserved, illumined and vast, also it cannot be spoken of as being or non-being, or discussed with images or calculations. Right in here the central pivot turns, the gateway opens. You accord and respond without laboring and accomplish without hindrance. Everything turns around freely, not following conditions, not falling into classifications. Facing everything, let go and attain stability. Stay with that, just as that. Stay with this, just as this. That and this are mixed together with no discrimination as to their places. So it is said that the earth lifts up the mountains without knowing the mountain's stark steepness. A rock contains jade without knowing jade's flawlessness. This is how to truly leave home, how home leaving must be enacted. Contemplating the 10,000 years. Patch-robed monks make their thinking dry and cool and rest from the remnants of conditioning. Persistently brush up and sharpen this bit of the field. Directly cut through all the overgrown grass. Reach the limit in all directions, without defining even one atom. Spiritual and bright, vast and lustrous, illuminating fully what is before you, directly attain the shining light and clarity that cannot attach to a single defilement. Immediately tug and pull back the ox's nose. Of course his horns are imposing, and he stomps around like a beast, yet he never damages people's sprouts or grains. wandering around, accept how it goes. Accepting how it goes, wander around. Do not be bound by or settle into any place. Then the plow will break open the ground in the field of the empty kalpa. Proceeding in this manner, each event will be unobscured. Each realm will appear complete. One contemplation of the 10,000 years is beginning not to dwell in appearances. Thus it is said that the mind ground contains every seed, and the universal rain makes them all sprout. When awakening blossoms, desires fade, and Bodhi's fruit is perfect itself. Hung Chi, 1091 to 1157. Imagine having a teacher whose use of language itself can transport you out of thinking mind into being in the present mind. Hung Chi's poetic expression gently moves us beyond limitation and walks us into a vastness easily experienced in the mountain peaks or among the brilliance of the flowers. It seems so natural to be one with the breath while hiking and watching the trail in front. Being so immersed in the moment, one forgets being an individual for a while. The sense of flow and oneness with the surroundings is effortless at times like those, and it is also present in the total immersion with anything to which we give our all. The dividing line between the actor and the actions blurs and becomes one whole movement or non-movement. One contemplation of the 10,000 years is beginning not to dwell in appearances. Thus, it is said that the mind ground contains every seed, and the universal rain makes them all sprout. Walking on with you, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashot Daniel Yan at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit dailyzen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.